The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No bill's gonna kill my head.
The doctor is in.
Yeah, and we need about 1,000,000,000 Dr. Batars if the American people are going to listen to what the CDC is lying to us all about. Dr. Batar, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. We've been watching this unfolding story all week, each day, new revelations and now new lies coming out of the CDC. And my goodness, if we had, you know, let's say, hoped that they would do a mea culpa and say, yeah, we were wrong, we screwed up, or somebody lied, let's hang them out to dry. That ain't happening. Their response is unreal, and we'll get to that in a little while. But, you know, incredible, you know, people like Wakefield and Dr. Hooker and you, I mean, really vindicated by all that you've been saying and you've witnessed and you've communicated, but the CDC continuing to obfuscate and deny despite the insider, Bill Thompson, Ph.D., who was key in that research, the 2004 research article, that claimed there was no link, no increased risk for autism via the MMR vaccination.
Yeah, and this, you know, when people end up making those type of statements and they end up starting to create this type of misinformation intentionally, and then this misinformation sees the light of day, and the light is shined clearly upon what they've been doing, their agenda goes beyond what we've talked about before, whether it's, you know, monetary or power. It now clearly shows that this is a difference between good and evil. And because there's no other motivation, Robert. I mean, there's no amount of money that would justify literally poisoning tens of thousands to millions here in the United States and then tens of millions worldwide. There's just no justification. There's no amount of money that you can use to justify that. In fact, they would probably have profited more had they done things to prevent this. Mm-hmm. They would have made more money because you can monetize that. So what is the motivation to do something like this? It is clearly the difference between light and dark, between good and evil.
Yeah, and I think that's hard for some folks to get because they look at their medical institutions, their governmental institutions, their regulatory bodies as somehow this is an aberration. They're really out for us, but somebody screwed up, right? This is a one-off. But I think their response, the CDC's response, again, we're going to get to it. It's published. We've got it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. National News has been covering it. John Rappaport's been writing about it. We're all in on this as far as getting it out to the world and giving a perspective that you're not going to get from the media that is pretending it doesn't even exist. We see that this pattern of denial is going to work against them. Instead of thinking that they're going to bring more people back into the vaccine fold, they're going to drive more people away because they're not honestly taking stock of what's gone on here, what one of their own has said.
Exactly. It's one of these things that the desperation is what will create this need for them to deny it because really there is nothing else. There's no recourse. They can't come clean now. It's too late for them to come clean. If they were to come clean, it would have been 20 years ago. It would have been, you know, sometime around the time of those movies like Mercury Rising, Bruce Willis, and some of the other things you talked about in the mid-1990s,
right.
That 3, 4, 5 years. But to have staked your name, your reputation, expecting the status quo to be upheld over the last 24, since the National Vaccine Initiative, which was started in 1991, we are 23 years into this lie. And once you're 23 years into a lie that has caused massive, massive amount of human casualty, more human casualty than any recorded event in history has caused, and you are the reason that this travesty occurred, you cannot now go back and say, oh, you know what, we made a mistake. You can't do that. I mean, that's what, you know, I've said this to you off the air, on the air, this is what civil wars are made out of. So there's no way they can go back and admit that they made a mistake. The only option for them at this point now is to deny it and to continue denying it as they get buried denying it. But there's nothing else they can do because they're splitting their own throats.
But this is indeed what their playbook is. If anybody thought they would finally go, oh, you got us, we're busted. No, they're not going to do that. They lie, you know, as sure as they show up for work at that level. I'm not saying that every underling knew what was going on at CDC. As I said, we've acknowledged the role of the good people there, particularly the toxicologists. But in this regard, the study that they did, what they call a cohort study of some kind for MMR, just as trying to determine, hey, does this thing increase the risk for autism? Of course, the fix was in when they excluded certain populations of the cohort study. They said, oh, these black kids, these boys, they don't have birth certificates. Now, initially, that wasn't part of the exclusion criteria. Only after they showed, oh, my gosh, look at what the data is showing us. And Bill Thompson warned and said to Julie Gerberding in a letter, we have now released it. Natural News has released it as well. And the whistleblower released it to Brian Hooker initially. And they said, we saw perhaps triple, 340% increased risk or actual happening of MMR if those little boys got the shots according to the CDC schedule on time.
Exactly. And see, here's the thing. It's you know, when you're saying that there's a 300 to 400% increase in the specific subpopulation, you have to understand that overlooking that is one thing. But to create an exclusion criteria specific to a subpopulation and, you know, consciously saying, okay, if you're black, to be included in the data that shows the increase in epidemiological incidence, we will eliminate those that do not have a birth certificate. However, for the white population, there is no such exclusion criteria. That is the smoking gun. If they were to say, okay, let's exclude all people, all children that don't have a birth certificate, okay, there would be maybe, even though, you know, albeit a very slight argument that they could make, it would still be a highly suspect argument. But by them taking that exclusion criteria and specifically allowing it or implementing it only for one specific subpopulation, i.e. the black children, because the lower socioeconomic class of the society in that specific subpopulation, a lot of them don't have birth certificates. They're raised in single-family homes, et cetera, whatever the case may be. By excluding that criteria, they were able to significantly reduce the number of children that were being affected by the thimerosal, by the MMR vaccine. And that's really where the problem lies, because it shows that they manipulated the data to create the result that they wanted to show.
Yeah, they needed to show, desperately needed to show. Now, the CDC, in response to requests as to why they excluded these, particularly the black little boys here with no birth certificate, here's what they said. Access to the information on the birth certificates allowed researchers to assess other important characteristics, including possible risk factors for autism, such as the child's birth weight and gestational age, mother's age and education. This information was not available for the children without birth certificates. Hence, the CDC study did not present data on black children from the whole study sample. Well, guess what?
Sure.
Hold on, Dr. Mazzara, you got to listen to this. However, what we found out, Georgia birth certificates do not contain the following information: mother's education, baby's weight, baby's gestational age. So it's another lie.
And birth certificates, traditionally, I would challenge every American that's listening to the show to go and put your own birth certificate and the birth certificate of your children and show me how many people, how many states actually record all that data on a birth certificate. Because
we're here
in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
None of my kids have that information recorded in their birth certificate, and I don't think any birth certificate I've ever seen that information on.
Right.
But Robert, here, let's go one step further.
Yeah.
Fine, let's say that is the reason that they did it. Why didn't they do that for the white population? Why didn't they exclude the same data, the same issues? Why didn't they put the same stipulations in for all the patients? Why would they just do it with the black kids?
Posing a good question, are we?
Well, because here's the thing. The reason they didn't need to do that with the white kids was because the incidence was lower. So they didn't have to have any kind of exclusion criteria.
Yep. See, and guess what? All the moms in Georgia right now are all going to dig those birth certificates up. They're going to find exactly what we've said here. You're right. It doesn't have any of that
forget
information.
Forget about moms just in Atlanta. Moms everywhere in the planet. Go and check your kids' birth certificates. I want to know. In fact, that's a challenge. Let's put that challenge out. Every parent that's listening to this radio show, pull a child's birth certificate, and let's see how many birth certificates throughout the United States or throughout the world actually record that data. And I would say it would be less than 1%.
Oh, no, Dr. Batar. The CDC could never get something like that wrong.
It's an embarrassment to be part of the human species right now.
Yeah, I know the kind of things that they're doing. And there are defenders of the faith. There are those who are just up in arms over our community for daring to question, for daring to challenge, for daring to posit that there might be less than higher ideals in regards to the defense of their study, which the data was clearly manipulated so it wouldn't show the increased risk in subpopulations or in any children whatsoever. And so to vindicate some of the folks that have been going on saying this for years, not something they're going to allow to happen easily. But at the same time, we're going to continue to discuss this, whether they claim to have the power over the vaccine schedule or not, because the moms and dads that are in the know now are going to say no now. No more for my kids.
And the people that have been saying no for their own kids and that have been ridiculed, that have been ostracized, that have been demonized as these bad, uncaring parents for exposing the children to unnecessary and unknown risks, well, this is also your vindication, because now finally you know that your own actions, whoever's listening to this, your actions have saved your child from becoming a victim, because you listened to your heart, you listened to your soul, you allowed the universal consciousness to guide you, you allowed the creator that the creator gave us this brain, you allowed the usage of that brain to exercise judicious judgment. And as a result, you have protected your child or safeguarded your child and or yourself. And for those people, just like in the PBS special, Robert, that they came and filmed myself and four of my patients for 12 hours, and, you know, they contacted me I don't know how many times, and we insisted that the first three times I said I wasn't going to do it, and then I said, okay, only if you interview some of my patients, and they aired it, and the people were so excited, the PBS crew that came out was so excited, and when they aired it, they never aired a single second, and they demonized the parents that actually obtained the vaccination.
Exactly. And we're going to see more of that happen. They're desperate on that side of the vaccine death cult. We're not going to stand for it. We're going to sit for it. We're going to let you know all about it with Dr. Batar here on Advanced Medicine Monday. If you ever miss a show, along with all the other podcast versions, you also have medicalrewind.com, a great place to go. There's a mumps outbreak in Ohio. We'll ask Dr. Batar if you should panic. Stand by.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you're new to the show, it's Dr. Raja Bittar with us each and every Monday, kicking the week off in high medical style, advanced medical style, Advanced Medicine Monday, medicalrewind.com if you miss the show. And Dr. Bittar, a great elucidation on what's going on with the CDC, revealing some more of these things about the birth certificates, the nonsense, the backstepping, if you will, but never acknowledging the facts or the truth. Now, here's a story out of Ohio I got to ask you about, Dr. Bittar. The mumps is back. There's a mumps outbreak in Ohio, and they're saying, oh, if you don't have your shots, you can't come to school. And I'm thinking, as I've said so many times before, if you keep your kids out of government education indoctrination centers, they'll be smarter, not so bad. But that way, only the vaccinated kids can get the mumps.
Well, you know, that's a very, very good point, obviously. And we know that we've made these points many times, Robert. But here's the question that I would have. What did they do for mumps when you were a kid?
I don't know that they were doing a whole heck of a lot. I mean, just go back, get some rest, drink some fluid, somehow get you through it.
Let's ask Don. Don, what did your parents do? What did your community do when people got the mumps in your community?
I don't even remember the mumps in my community when I was a kid.
They keep you home anyway. I mean, it's not like it's new, you know. They don't have mumps parties.
So let me tell you, because I do remember, because I got the mumps. And the treatment for mumps is fluids,
mm-hmm,
and bed rest.
Yep.
And it is a self-limiting issue. And if you put a person on antibiotics, it will actually increase the duration of the mumps. Why? Because it's a viral issue, and the thought process is, well, we need to put people on antibiotics because they have a viral issue, their immune system is suppressed, and they become susceptible to the secondary bacterial infections. Blah, 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 BS, BS, because
right,
when you don't put a person on antibiotics for the mumps, because, again, it's not going to have any effect on the mumps, you're just giving up the good flora, and it can create the increased duration of the problem. So But the treatment for mumps is nothing. It is self-limiting.
That's what I remembered a little bit. You said fluids and rest, and you just kind of stay at home and recover. Now, I didn't know of homeopathy growing up because homeopaths know there are remedies for the mumps, and we know of silver for the immune system and other things. There's nothing wrong with doing those things, but to address it with antibiotics.
Robert, wait a second. But Robert, why would we even want to do that? Here's my question. You said there's a mumps outbreak in Ohio, and what I would say, hey, I got to take my kids over there so they can acquire the mumps, get natural immunity, and be good to go.
Oh, no. Heresy. Medical heresy.
But, I mean, honestly, it's a self-limiting issue. Once you get it, you don't get it again. So why not get exposed to it and get rid of it? And I would venture that the people that are getting the mumps are getting it from the freaking vaccine.
Oh, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think, to your point, too, I'm so glad you brought up that historical memory. I had vague memories exactly like you described. We didn't really do anything. And you recovered. But now the mumps is tantamount to a death sentence, according to the way the media covers this. Oh, my gosh, how outrageous. Parents won't give their kids the MMR shot, which, by the way, increases the incidence of autism and the spectrum and all of that. So here we have more misinformation coming out of the mainstream news.
Yeah, and I know we're going to have to go to break here shortly, but I just want to bring something up, and I know it's a parallel or an analogy that probably some of us won't get, but I think you'll appreciate it. It's like when you're talking to an economist of our generation or even of the previous generation, and you talk about the Federal Reserve and, you know, the currency backed by gold, and they look at you like you've got two heads and four tails, and they laugh, and they say, well, that's, you know, archaic information, yet we know that history repeats itself, and to worry about, you know, getting a mumps vaccine is to talk about how economic policy, well, it's probably not a good analogy for me to make, but especially because I'm a doctor and I shouldn't be talking about economic policy, but my point is, you know, this is like trying to say, oh, it's ridiculous to talk about gold as an asset because that's outdated. It's archaic. It's primitive. That used to be what they did in the past, but they don't do that anymore. That's only what they did for 5,000 or 10,000 years of recorded history. But, you know, we have evolved now in the last 50 years. We don't deal with that.
We don't. Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not an economist.
No, there you go.
No, but the thing, what you're saying is right, man. You are so on, Dr. Bitar. It's great. Exactly that. If you bring up the fact that, wow, the Constitution says, the Coinage Act of 1792 says money is gold, it's backed by gold. It is gold, and the paper is just redeemable as a certificate. It says that's what it is. And you say, well, oh, that's an anachronistic concept. That's great. Just like Dr. Bitar said, back even in the 1970s, 60s, whatever, you didn't do anything. There was nobody freaking out over the mumps, but you don't know that. If you watch the media, the old mainstream, lamestream, pharmaceutically conflicted media, but not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and certainly not with Dr. Bitar. Check it out. 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We have links to his international best-selling book as well. We've got questions of the day on mental decline associated with stroke, recovery, and pregnancy. We'll see if we can fit all these questions in coming back. Statins, too? Oh, yeah. Cognitive decline, but not here.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come.
Nailed it. Man, Rossi, that was a great segment.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients to support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Smutted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, last hour we talked about fluoride lowering IQ. Studies around the world, Iran included, and China, they know it. Why don't we know it here in America? Well, duh. We're on too much fluoride. Well, now we got room for statin drugs. They are also evidently causing cognitive decline. Wonder why? We'll get into that. And here's a story. Super Don, am I confirming that right? There was a statin story also talking about this cognitive decline?
No, actually, it was a situation where we failed to mention this a while back when we were talking about mental decline, about how statins can contribute to that. So we just wanted to make note of the fact that there obviously is a connection between statin use, older Americans having mental decline, and then that leading to stroke.
I thought we said that so many times, but I guess, you know, never can't say it enough. But
a little birdie said that in our ear prior to the show, if you remember.
Right. More complaints than ever before. What's going on? So, Dr. Batar is here. And, of course, if you ever miss a show when we're together, medicalrewind.com is an easy place to get them. Mental decline, a risk factor for stroke, a study suggests. And we have a question of the day coming from, in fact, we got two. And I'll let Dr. Batar hear this because there's a nice intro for it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So here it is. You know, it's kind of not serious, but it's serious. It's a serious question. It almost doesn't go with it. This comes from DK and asks, what would you do if someone you loved had a stroke? They're okay other than memory. They're having a hard time with numbers. Thank you. Okay, DK, this is a perfect question for Dr. Batar.
Well, as you know, Robert, and many people that have been listening to the show know that my father had a stroke last October, I guess. It was almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a complete hemiparesis, and basically was told that he would not be able to walk again. He could barely talk, couldn't swallow, definitely couldn't even sit up, couldn't walk. And I just talked with him this morning, and with the grace of the Almighty, you know, he's even got his fine motor skills back. His signature looks the same as it did before. He's not at 100%, but I would say he's probably at 95%, 95%. And but we had him walking within less than 30 days. And it happened in October, and I told my family that he'd be walking by Thanksgiving, and the week before Thanksgiving he was able to stand up and take some steps. So on his own without any support. So is it possible? Of course it's possible. We've got numerous studies that we have not studied, excuse me, numerous documentation, video documentation of patients that were post-stroke, wheelchair-ridden, bedridden. In fact, Robert, I think you saw the video that you narrated for the cardiovascular disease. We have the president of the World Taekwondo Federation, a ninth-degree grandmaster that was bedridden 6 years after a pontine stroke, and within 2 weeks we had him up, and he was actually kicking, and, you know, he basically gets very emotional in the video and thanked me in front of about 200 martial artists for giving him a second life. And so it's very, very possible. It's just a matter of knowing what to do, and that's really what it comes down to. So it's either a reperfusion issue or it's an occlusion issue, and, you know, it's my son and I were talking this morning, and we were doing some math. As you know, my youngest one is homeschooled. We were doing some math, and the issue came up, and I think this is very pertinent to this particular component. We were talking about how when you're taking a test, you have to, what's the objective of taking a test? My son said to learn. I said, no, it's actually to test how well you've learned. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing when you take a test is look at the question and understand what they're asking, because 90% of tests, as far as I'm concerned, they're foolish. Just like, you know, the way that you ask the question, you can answer it a couple different ways. So even though I know the fallacy of what maybe they may be asking my son because it wasn't asked clearly, I told him, I said, ask yourself, what is the question that they are trying to get from me? And then answer it. The reason that most medicine fails is because they don't ask the right question. They're making a supposition and making an assumption of what the question is, and then they try to answer it. And the reason they fail is because they're answering the wrong question. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So you cannot, by definition, come up with the right answer if the question that you're asking is the wrong question. So if you're saying, how many cows are there in the field, but you count the number of horses, but you haven't asked the right question, you haven't addressed the right question, so you're never going to get the right number of cows. So in medicine, right, when you're talking about, like, with a stroke injury patient, what right. is the issue? Well, these people, first of all, get put on medication to control their blood pressure. They get put on medication to control their arrhythmias. You know, there's usually an atrial fibrillation issue, and they're trying to prevent further clots. They're put on anti-statin. They're put on statin drugs, anti-cholesterol medication, to theoretically prevent the fats from creating a problem. They're put on blood thinners to decrease the viscosity of the blood. They're put on all these different pharmaceuticals to elicit a physiological response. Yet none of these drugs address the issue. What's the issue? The issue is not the blood pressure that went up causing the stroke, or not the high fats in the blood, or you know, all these other components. The issue is that the body has a higher level of oxidative stress, and in the vessel wall, it's affecting the endothelium, causing mm-hmm. a hardening of the vessels and a constriction, and that then causes the vessels to become more brittle, less elastic, they have less pliability, and so the story goes. You cannot fix a problem unless you first define what mm-hmm. that problem is, and failure to define the issue at hand will certainly, 100% of the time, result in a failure.
Right, and you've heard the comment that you can't fix stupid, but if stupid is chemically induced, if you remove the chemical interference, then cognition can come back online. It is possible. We've seen it. Remove the heavy metals. Wow, look what can happen. And that's a great perspective. I also encourage people to, again, look to supplementing selenium, look to supplementing silica, all the things we know the body needs, but the stroke docs are not into that. They're into, as you said, managing the symptoms that may have contributed but were not really the cause of the original issue of stroke. And God bless you for helping your dad like you would, of course, that your dad listened to you. He hardly had time to get discouraged like so many do in their recovery.
Well, I also basically just went to the hospital and signed him out and basically told him that, you know, we're going back. Mm-hmm. And his answer was okay, and that was it. We're going back right. to the house, to Charlotte, and he said okay, and that's it. That was all.
Well done, well done. Well, let's go back to childbearing years, pregnancy. Lisa writes in, she says her sister-in-law is in her 33rd week of pregnancy and has been told that she is at high risk of preeclampsia. She also found out that she has obstetric cholestasis, OC. Can you describe what that is, Dr. Bitar?
Well, essentially, Robert, it's cholestasis is essentially like cholelithiasis or cholecystitis. It's another issue affecting the gallbladder. So cholestasis is essentially stagnation of the mm-hmm. flow of bile. Probably a good way of looking at it.
All right. Well, that gives us some perspective on what's going on. They want to put her on a drug and vitamin K and different things for absorption, I guess, issues. And she's doing some good supplements, chlorella, spirulina, some blood-building supplements, which are nice. But she's wondering if there's some any other suggestions you might have in a situation like this.
Well, there's a lot of things that can be done, Robert. But, you know, when you start dealing with specific issues, you know what the dealing with specific
issues. Yeah, you have
issues.
To be general, obviously, because you can't play right. doctor on the radio except to educate, inform. And that's kind of where we're at in this regard.
Right. I will tell you that one of the key things that I learned that I use in my practice all the time, that I used when I was in acute care medicine, when I was in trauma medicine, when I was doing ER medicine, it was from an old-time obstetrics doctor where he gave magnesium, mm-hmm. for intravenous magnesium for eclampsia. That's how it actually started, and then he did it with other types of conditions. I've used it in acute myocardial infarction. I've used it in acute exacerbation of asthma, of reactive airway disease, and especially in preeclampsia, all the old-time OBGYNs, even actually the modern OBGYNs, would probably be fine with that. But, you know, it's probably something that they're still taught in residency. The internists and such may not, they may think that you're kind of crazy, but basically magnesium in an absorbable form, if it's IV, like magnesium sulfate, or if it's oral, something like magnesium, you know, glycinate or magnesium lysinate, even magnesium citrate that you can get from like Walmart or CVS or something. You know, magnesium is a very, very good thing for eclampsia and for preeclampsia.
And
by reducing that component, you're going to basically improve everything else. So I don't
Absolutely.
Know the obvious history, you know, of this patient, but that's about as general that I would want to say it. But again,
treat the, or address the underlying imbalances, and mm-hmm. it's almost always, in this particular case, a mineral deficiency because the mother is shunting all the nutrient supply to the fetus, and so the mother ends up basically self-sabotaging her own body. So a wide array of mineral supplementation is key, and magnesium being one of the most important ones.
Well, and that's why we've seen also the so-called gestational diabetes. The little baby that's developing needs so much chromium to protect chromosomal integrity and for other reasons that the mother gets deficient in the mineral, just like that. So we've seen the remedy being supplementing. Of course, in this case, if there is malabsorption, there's digestive disorder scenarios, we need to correct that as well. And again, homeopathic medicine is something that I love to do in that way. It's simple. It's safe. There's no toxicity associated with it. If you give the wrong remedy, there's no harm to the baby or the mother if you don't know how to do other things safely as well. But to jump into drugs and other synthetics, of course, we'd like to not see that happen as quickly as it often does.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And so keeping the net as wide as you can when you throw it, and, of course, the essential minerals, being very crucial. They're called essential for a specific reason, but usually there's an imbalance in these essential minerals. So magnesium is one of the widest. Magnesium and potassium are one of the highest ratios of the intracellular minerals. We need to make sure that they're balanced.
All right. Well, we're entering the wild card round here with Dr. Rashi Bitar, Advanced Medicine. It is the Medical Rewind, medicalrewind.com for archives of this specific version of the show. You'll love it. Lots of hundreds of hours now available. And, of course, we'll find out if Dr. Bitar is going to be where you are. And check it out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll see where we go for broadcast healing like nowhere else in media after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I feel like we're going to do like a high wire circus act here because of the dangerous discussions we have with Dr. Batar. They're not so dangerous for us, but certainly they're considered dangerous by the medical establishment, the authoritarians who don't want you to know or to be empowered to heal yourself or to help others to heal unless they give you permission. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show, no permission is required. You're an adult. Well, I know we got some kids that listen, but when you get there, you'll be an adult and you'll understand. Well, hopefully we're teaching you well. But Dr. Batar, we've got a story about what you shouldn't do. Kids, are you listening? CDC workers, are you listening? FDA workers, are you listening? If you want to breathe fire, do not inhale the combustible substance first. Am I making this up, Super Don?
No, you're not. Apparently, there was this novice fire breather that ended up ingesting and inhaling the as you said, combustible substance, and ended up getting pneumonia from it.
Well, that's all he got. He got out lucky, Dr. Batar.
Yeah, he didn't explode. He fortunately.
Well, I think is this the story that came out before or after the story that said before you go to the bathroom you should pull down your pants?
I wonder. Somebody's not. You know, this is a basic thing when you do the fire breathing thing. I mean, I think Gene Simmons from the rock group Kiss knew that long ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, my question is, you know, why would you want to breathe fire? But hey, listen, if you are going to breathe it, and you want to. You know, you're special and you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you also don't want to try to breathe water.
Right.
You know, it
yeah.
can have side effects of that, too. It may not be as quite as burning, but, you know, it'll right. probably result in the same outcome. And that
not
is
a good plan.
The way lucky that, you know, you didn't combust or anything like that. But the point is, we weren't designed to ventilate water. We weren't designed to ventilate smoke. We weren't designed to ventilate fire. So, I mean,
right.
I can't believe that they'd actually published that. It's only pneumonia. I mean, it'd be more like a miracle story that the guy only got pneumonia. That's all.
Yeah,
he got.
Exactly. You know, and the funny thing is, when you say don't breathe water, I obviously agree. But the thing is, if we take the silver hydrosol and put it in a nebulizer and vaporize it into a state where we can inhale it, silver for burn care is about the best thing we got going.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, silverdeen is, you know, silverdeen is the gold standard for any type of burn trauma patient. In fact, it was developed at the Institute of Surgical Research at Brooke Army Medical Center, where I did my residency at. And it's, you know, it's silver based. It's called silverdeen, for God's sake. It's a silver based cream.
But cool thing is that
nebulizing silver is something that we do in the clinic all the time. It's very
important. Yeah, I was saying that you have access to things that are far more active than the silverdeen, even in a gel form and in a liquid form.
Yeah, there's many different. I mean, silver is just a good thing, but again, that you're forming an aerosol and inhaling that, which is therapeutic, versus the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you can't light the silver on fire if you breathe it in an aerosol. It won't light on fire, so you'll be okay.
Well, it will if you take it with fire and you breathe in fumes and some type of a fuel and fire with the silver. Then you could potentially, I don't know what that would do, but
yeah, rocket fuel would do that as well, but we don't recommend
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, have we gotten a little bit silly. But, hey, we really need to balance out the seriousness. I mean, if you think about what's happening now on the CDC story, you've got outraged moms all over this land and probably all over the world that are following up on this story. And they're, as we said, pulling out birth certificates and finding out how badly the CDC has lied once again about the link between vaccines, MMR, and the autism spectrum, the damage to the brain and the nervous system.
Yeah, it's a very, very sad state of affairs, Robert, and God willing, those that are that have created this wrong will be adequately addressed by, you know, as far as what their adequate punishment is in the afterlife. I mean, I'm not a person that's, you know, very religious and believe in hell or heaven or whatever you want to call it, but there are certain people that if there's such a thing as a heaven, they've done something to find their way into heaven. They've gotten a free pass into heaven because of some of their actions. Well, on the counterpoint here, whoever was responsible for this, they've got a one-way ticket to the other side.
Yeah, those that are working at the CDC and defending the vaccine brand in this regard, hiding and manipulating the data, I believe Julie Gerber included, if there is a hell, your beliefs, whatever they are out there, she's going to be there. And if you want to go and see her, I don't recommend it either. But, the things that she'll have to account for based on these cover-ups, and she's not the only one.
And by the way, Robert, I just want to say, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go to hell, not just because it's hell, but because she's going to probably recommend you take a vaccine.
Right, exactly. In order to get in, you're going to have to get 10 vaccines or 100 or 1,000 like Paul Offit at once. Listen, Dr. Batar, always great to hang out with you on an Advanced Medicine Monday. Check it out, Dr. Batar, drbutar.com. The international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. All things are linked at robertscottbell.com. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Matt, on the board. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got Paul Bertero. We got some stuff coming up. We're looking to get Rob Schneider on soon, too. We'll let you know. Thank you for being here, my friends. The power to heal. You know it. It's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.